在线英语听力室 ,tinroom.com, 欢迎您。
Welcome to Daily Tips on Learning English. Today's tip is on answering yes-no questions correctly.
今天的主题是如何回答 yes-no 的问句。
In English, yes is always followed by affirmative statements. No is always followed by negative statements.
请注意哦，如果你前面回答的是 yes 的话，你后面所用的一定要肯定的句子。如果你回答是用 no 来回答的话，你后面接的一定是否定式的句子。
This means you can't say, yes, I haven't eaten dinner yet, or no, I did my homework. Chinese allows this, but English does not.There are different kinds of yes-no questions. Simple yes-no questions such as, Do you speak English? Are you hungry? Pose no problem. But negative questions such as, Don't you speak English? Aren't you hungry? Require the same answers. Yes, I do. No, I don't. Or, Yes, I am. No, I'm not. Chinese learners of English are often misled.By negative questions, and answer, yes, I don't speak English, or yes, I'm not hungry, by accident. Another type of yes-no question is to use a rising intonation with a statement. For example, you ask a Chinese person, did you eat dinner? And he says, no, I didn't. You are surprised, so you ask, you didn't eat dinner?And he answers, yes, instead of no. Don't use yes to mean should. You should say, that's correct. In the example above, yes means yes, I ate dinner, not correct, I didn't eat dinner. Let's look at another example. I think that all Chinese people like to eat rice.So, when my Chinese friend tells me that he never eats rice, I am very surprised. And I ask, You don't like to eat rice? And he answers, Yes. This is wrong. Because in English, you cannot say, Yes, I don't like to eat rice. He should answer, No.Or, that's correct. So remember, yes must be followed by affirmative statements, and no must be followed by negative statements. This has been today's daily tip on learning English. Tune in tomorrow for another tip.